Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Know who this is, Solana?
Wham. Right?
I had a weird feeling that you weren't going to know this song, even though I think it's like, and this is one of the biggest hits of the 90s, right? I think it's the 90s. The 80s, maybe?
80s.
80s. You don't know who this is? Funny.
I feel like I know this song for sure.
You do. Of course you do. Straight up.
Straight up, not telling me gonna love me forever. The J. Cole remix, way better, by the way.
You don't know who that is, really? Interesting. That is Paula Abdul.
Wow. I know. I mean, I realized. Right. Yeah, on American Idol.
Yeah. She is 63 years old today, Paula Abdul.
Wow.
Want the final Road to a Repeat? This is it for the season.
Damn.
Road to a Repeat, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So what would be the most appropriate way? When we started doing Road to a Repeat at the beginning of the season, what would have been the best possible final Road to a Repeat?
The best possible final Road to a Repeat. You got me, man.
Parade info. How could it end any better than having a parade info?
All right. Good call.
When we started this with Celsius, the whole idea was for it to end with a repeat and a parade. So there you go. So the Panthers, they've announced, I'm sure you know by now, the celebration is this Sunday in Fort Lauderdale. Me a parade along A1A starting at Rio Mar Street and concluding just north of Fort Lauderdale Beach Park, across from the Hotel Marin at Southeast 5th Street, and that's where the formal rally will take place. So this Sunday, and you can go to floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral, floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral for all the info. Tobin and Solana are going to broadcast Sunday starting at noon from the parade. They will be live from Lulu's Bait Shop on Fort Lauderdale. Great little restaurant, bar. Right there on Fort Lauderdale Beach, Solana, Tobin, and a cast of thousands. And it will take place Sunday beginning at noon. It's sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Park Racetrack and Casino. That's going to be fun. We looked at the weather earlier in the show. Maybe like a 30-35% chance of rain on Sunday, but hopefully...
It'll be all right. It'll be good.
Weather all day long. Hey, listen, it rained last year and it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Come find me at Lulu's, rain or no rain. Pour beer on my head or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Lick his arms.
Huh?
Hmm? Call back from yesterday if you weren't listening yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start the 4 o'clock hour here. Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour. Let's start with headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Inter Miami is playing right now. Second half underway. They gave up a goal.
Looks a little excited. Did they just score, Jimmy?
Don't ruin it, man. Oh, golazo.
Well, how come you get to ruin it?
Well, I'm even watching it. Wow, that was insane.
So am I.
All right, Inter Miami with a goal from Segovia, 1-1. They have just tied it up early in the second half. How about the Herons, man? Let's go.
Oh, yeah, just put it on. I'm having streaming issues, but yeah, Miami won, Portland won.
No, not Portland, Hawk.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah. I know the abbreviation for Portland, and that is it.
Delasco Segovia. The Venezuelan has equalized this game in the 47th minute. Truthfully, Inter Miami has been the better of the two sides in this game. They just gave up a really dumb PK. I guess it was a little controversial in the first couple minutes of the game. They have this referee camera. Have you seen this? This is really cool. Yeah. So the referee, he's wearing like an earpiece, and now they've attached the ear.
Oh, I see it right now. They're showing it right now.
Part in his ear has a little camera in it now. So you can see exactly what the referee is seeing. Yeah, it's really cool. Step your bleep up, NBA.
You going to go to the Club World Cup game Monday night?
I don't know. Maybe. I might end up going.
Something you would go to.
Yeah, I want to go. I wanted to go to tomorrow to Boca Juniors Bayern Munich at 9 p.m. as well.
Oh, by the way, we still have a pair of tickets to give away for that before 6 o'clock.
Unless I keep them for myself. yeah, man, the scenes from there have been crazy, man. Like
how's the crowd for this one? Where's this one taking place? This is the one your brother's at? Is this the one in Atlanta?
Yeah, this is in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
How's the crowd? Because some of the pictures I've seen from Mercedes-Benz Stadium during this tournament have been just brutal.
Did you see there's a team from Africa that was here? I want to get the right name, but did you see where there was only like 3,000 people in the stands at one of these games?
I saw a tweet that said like there's 60 people.
Well, there was 97 people. He's like, there might be 97 people at this game. It was Ulsan versus the Mamelodi Sundowns. The Mamelodi Sundowns are a team from South Africa. And
where Ulsan, was the game?
I'll tell you right now. Ulsan is a South Korean club. The game was at Inter and Co Stadium, which is in Orlando, Florida. In Orlando. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. The announced attendance was like 3,000, which was easily the worst attended game. But Hawk, yesterday, Real Madrid Al-Hilal sat 63,000 at kickoff in 90-degree heat in Miami yesterday. Wow. Like that's insane, man. Insane. I'll text my brother to see how the crowd is.
It looks, I was going to say it looks decent on TV, but you know what? Looks like there's a lot of empty seats too.
It's a big stadium, Mercedes-Benz. Right. It's a really big stadium. Hey, Saturday, by the way, the Marlins who play tonight against the Phillies, Saturday, you saw what's happening Saturday? It's Flanagan's Fest back at Lone Depot Park.
Yeah, very exciting.
You were off on one of the days that the Marlins posted a video of some of their players trying rib rolls. Did you see that on the Marlins social media? Yeah.
No.
So they laid out rib rolls. They looked freshly fried too, like good rib rolls. These weren't cooked and then brought over in styrofoam and sat there like fresh rib rolls. And a bunch of different Marlins players got to test them for Flanagy's Flanagy's Fest,
Flanagy's,
which they're promoting.
Flanagy's.
Just said Flanagy's.
Well, you said Flanagy's.
Remember, they're going to do it right. They're going to have wings, ribs, and rib rolls available on Saturday.
I can't move past Flanagy's. That is my personality in a nutshell.
Yep. Oh, this Messi guy stinks, man. What the hell was that?
That was a good attempt, wasn't it? No.
Like 20 feet to the right. Bum. Let Suarez take those.
Yeah, okay.
Messi, he tops the list of best-selling Adidas MLS jerseys for the third season in a row. No surprise. Luis Suarez was number two. Busquets, number three. And Benka Gremaski, the kid from Key Biscayne, number 23 on this list, which is wildly surprising. I guess all the little Argentinian kids in Key Biscayne are getting Kremaski jerseys.
I want one of the new rejoins to be you saying Flanagy's.
Mm-hmm. Make it happen, Jimmy. All right, so here's what Kevin Durant, the update on Kevin Durant from Shams Charania. Here's what he said on Pat McAfee today. The Suns clearly, quote, the Suns clearly have a price threshold that they want met, and had one team tell him today that it's a game of chicken at this point. At the end of the day, one of these teams have to meet that threshold.
Makes sense, though. I mean, if you're Phoenix, you're going to shoot for the stars. And if you're a team trying to get KD, you're going to say, nah, 37 years old, couldn't even get you to the playoffs, and you've got to move him. There's no chance you can bring him back. It's been well laid out there that he's moving on. You know, Phoenix doesn't have much leverage, in my opinion.
They do not. The NBA draft is next week, by the way, Hawk. Speaking of being in summer mode, I know
25th. Yeah.
I know, you know, with the 20th overall pick, nobody's exactly thrilled.
Well, it gives us a chance to replay your Jaime Jaquez Jr. segment.
Of course.
Hey, I look forward to this draft more than anything all year.
Have you seen all the posts on social media? Just people dunking on the Miami Dolphins, but not just fans. I'm talking about Yahoo Sports, ESPN. Yep. This one just got sent to me. BetMGM.
Yeah, I saw that one this morning.
Their Twitter account, South Florida championship appearances in the last 30 years. Florida Panthers have 4, Miami Heat have 7, Marlins have 2, Dolphins 0. I mean, everybody's taking shots at the Miami Dolphins. Their social media, Hawk, everything they're posting, people are just in the mentions and the replies, let's go, golazo, Leo Messi, number 10. Oh, never doubted you,
I thought
Messi.
I was watching a replay of the same kick.
Never doubted him, man. Right from
this one goes in.
Right from outside the 18-yard box.
He must have heard you.
That's what he tried to do in the previous one.
Golazo.
Look at that.
Wow, man. Inter Miami up 2-1. They get out of this group, it's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to eat some crow. A lot of talking heads going to have to eat some crow about Inter Miami.
Like you.
Me?
You just ripped Messi.
I mean, that free kick was god-awful. Should be up 2-0. Just almost got sentelled with a Kevin Durant trade to the Dallas Mavericks. I just had to... Chris B. Hain. Chris B. Hain is not Chris B. Haynes. Very different. We are following the Florida Panthers... party route over the last couple hours, or 24 hours, I should say. But I do want to say that Sam Reinhart is going to be working a celebratory shift at the Raising Cane's in Tamarack tomorrow morning, if any Panthers fans want to head out there.
And again, I'm just giving you fair warning. I love Raising Cane's. I love the fact that they do this. Matthew Tkachuk did it in Pompano last year. Just be forewarned. It's going to be a wild scene. The one that they did in Pompano, there was literally no chance to get into the Raising Cane's unless you were like one of the first 10 people in line at probably midnight.
Right.
The night
like
before.
Now. You're hanging out there now.
So I'm just telling you, like, if you want to go, like, my son and I went, and it was kind of fun to see the lines and the police and, you know, but yeah, if you're going there to get the tendies, the toast, Cane sauce, you might not have it served you by Sam Reinhart himself. Just saying. Monday at Caneswear, Jonah Gadjevich. 5 till 6:30 is signing. Jonah Gadjevich signing at Caneswear.
Who's going to be there? Jonah Gadjevich and who? Jonah Gadjevich?
No, I said a Jonah Gadjevich sighting. Because you will see him there. It's a sighting.
All right. I got this shirt at Caneswear like 2 years ago for one of our Canes watch parties. I went to Caneswear. I saw Brett. Hooked me up with a UM t-shirt.
I was thinking about whether I pull the Hockman card.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get in there to see Jonah Gadjevich.
Right. So what? Like go take a picture with him?
Yeah. Yeah. Just have a little moment.
Mm-hmm. Ask him to do the face.
but it's 5 till 6:30. We get off the air at 6 and I'm in Boca. Yeah, there's no chance I'm getting out of the Davy.
Just leave earlier.
All right. See you.
Unplug your microphone like you've done 8 times this show. Before we get to Weatherhawk, I know you guys yesterday during the 5 o'clock hour briefly brought up the Los Angeles Lakers being sold yesterday for $10 billion. If the Lakers are going for $10 billion, like what are the Cowboys going for? What are the New York Giants going for? So
it depends. It depends on what's part of the deal. I think the Cowboys are probably the most valuable franchise only because they own the stadium, right? And Jerry Jones built the stadium, owns the land and whatever. So I don't know, but the Yankees, the Lakers, the Red Sox, like the iconic sports franchises, $10 billion has just set a new floor for where it's going to go from here.
Almost another goal for Inter Miami. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's going to be 90 degrees until later tonight. And as Hawk mentioned, it's supposed to be hot and sunny with like a 30% chance of rain on Sunday for the Panthers parade. I forgot to mention, I wanted to bring this up here, Hawk. Did you see that the big arch? That burger, like that super viral McDonald's burger, they're launching it again, but this time in the UK. Remember, we did a couple shows on this in the summer of 2024. Arch Deluxe? I think it's just called the Big Arch. They released them in Canada and in Portugal, but not here in the United States. It's this like massive, their biggest sandwich, 2 beef patties, lettuce.
They used to have the Arch Deluxe at McDonald's here in the US.
And it came with the arch sauce.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
No.
Whatever. Americans on social media are outraged that this sandwich is being launched again in another country, but not here.
Well, you should have bought the Arch Deluxe when it was available. They'd bring it back. You know, it's like ham. You're not going to eat it. It ends up in the garbage. No one's going to serve it anymore.
You asked me if I think ham is better than turkey, and I kind of hesitated. I thought about it last commercial break. Ham is absolutely tastier than turkey. Absolutely. That's your weather.
Go ahead, Jimmy. You could say whatever you want.
100%. Ham definitely tastes better than turkey.
Yeah.
Jimmy, why'd you waste our time with that? You knew that was coming, right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Doug Plagans is going to talk a little hockey with us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
By the way, before we get to Plagans, I was telling you that Jonah Gadjevich would be at Caneswear in Davie. What did I say? Monday, 5 till 6:30.
Yeah,
they have just added AJ Greer.
Oh,
to that as well. So now I assume you would need tickets for both. Like you can't just line up, like you know what I mean? Because you got to pay for the picture or the autograph or something. I'm not exactly certain how it works, but Jonah Gadjevich and AJ Greer will be at Caneswear Monday. 5 till 6:30 p.m. Go to caneswear.com for info. Someone texted in that Jonah Gadjevich will be at the Wellington Mall up in Wellington this Saturday, noon till 2. You're going to have plenty of chances to meet the Panthers. I mean, you might bounce into them in Fort Lauderdale. And which Tamarack Raising Canes.
Yeah.
Is that tomorrow, Sam Reinhart?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
All right, Canes, Raising Canes. In Tamarack, Sam Reinhart. Doug Plagans, I'm sure, is making the rounds as well. Who knows where you can run into him? He might be shirtless Sunday on Fort Lauderdale Beach. I have a drink in both hands.
Yeah.
You see Brad Marchand yesterday had the two drinks in one hand, cigar in the other.
It looked like a tea or coffee, a drink, cigar, and then the elbow beer as well.
And that guy's got nothing on Plagans, though. Plagans could outdo him. Doug Plagans is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is your radio voice for the two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Hello, Plagans.
What's going on? I'm actually sitting out front of Amaranth Bank Arena right now. If any of the listeners are driving by, I'm going to be walking into Pantherland here as soon as we get off the phone. I actually haven't left. I've been here since Game 6 ended. No, just kidding. No.
I know you've got to have been to Panera at least once and got in on the Sip Club.
Yeah, I was there like a half an hour ago. I got a cup, my Sip Club cup right here.
So are you going to Pantherland right now to buy some gear for yourself or family members? Yeah, like what are you doing?
I'm going to go in there, check out some of the new stuff, see what they have. There's seems like a decently steady flow of folks going in and out right now. And I'm just going to check out some of the new stuff.
What kind of discount you get? You get a good discount?
There is an employee discount. Yes, there is.
I actually know there is. Goldie bought me something there once. He called me. He's like, hey, Hawk, I've got this discount. And so this was several years ago, but it was like they have a couple days where they do like a special bonus double discount for employees.
There are certain I don't know if it's like an amplified discount. I know there are certain days where they'll open it up for us to go in there and, you know, before holiday shopping season and times like that. I think there might be some extra discount time. But, yeah, they make sure that we're taken care of in Pantherland.
So you're saying that we may see you in something cool Sunday at the parade?
That is certainly possible. That is, as opposed to the uncool stuff I usually wear.
I mean, something new, you know, something back-to-backy. Has it sunk in, Plagans? Have you celebrated yourself? Like, have you gone out? Have you hoisted one for back-to-back cups?
It's the celebration's ongoing, as you know. It kind of takes on a life of its own, goes on all summer, and it hasn't fully set in because of, as we've talked about for so long leading up to it, just the rarefied air in today's sports world, especially in leagues that have a salary cap. This is difficult to accomplish, and the Panthers, now that the dust is settled and we've had a chance to look back on it, Game 6 was a no-doubter, and when I kind of look back and reflect on the entire playoff run, if I'm being totally honest, after the Panthers beat Tampa Bay, I was looking around the rest of the league, and I'm thinking, I don't think there's anybody that can beat this team four times in seven games. If we're getting right down to the most basic elements and fundamentals of the playoff format, I don't think there was any team that could beat this team four times out of seven games. And once they got by Toronto, which was the team that did push the Panthers the furthest, once they got by the Leafs, I'm thinking, okay, I don't think any of these teams are going to have a shot against the Panthers, and Panthers got it done.
Hawk, you know, I saw Plagans and Billy on the ice after Game 6, and it's funny because Plagans, you say, yeah, Game 6 was kind of a no-doubter, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Doug, because maybe I misread the situation, but I even told you and Billy, man, you guys just don't even seem surprised, like, obviously, everybody's thrilled. Everybody's happy. It's a joyous moment, but nobody like was sweating out that game, right? Like it just almost felt like this was inevitable. The Panthers were inevitably going to hoist this trophy again, no matter where it ended up happening. Like that was the vibe I got from everybody on the ice, including you.
It did feel like, after Matthew Tkachuk scored in the last minute of the first period, unless you were working on the Edmonton side, I think you probably went into that first intermission saying, okay, it's going to be curtains after this, because the Panthers weren't going to let that lead slip away. Those late period goals can be backbreakers, and it just felt like the Panthers had worn Edmonton out. It felt like they had run the Oilers into the ground, and it goes back to what we talk about as being a primary fundamental trait of this team in recent years. They go into every playoff series saying that they're planning on seven games, and it's not just lip service. They build this team to be able to outlast opponents and to know what to expect and know what it takes in the event that a series runs long, and they are fully equipped to go the distance in every series. And we saw it again against Edmonton. I think they just ran the Oilers out of gas by the time you really got into game five in Edmonton. You felt like when the Panthers got the lead early in that one and Edmonton missed on a couple of big scoring chances very early in the hockey game, you felt like the Oilers were out of answers at that point. And in game six, yeah, you look at the difference between the Game 7 win last year, partially because it was a Game 7 and the environment that comes with a Game 7, and it was a 2-1 game all the way through the third, and the Oilers were pushing, and the Panthers were, they were icing the puck. They were kind of eating up the clock, and it went right down to the wire, and the Oilers were trying to get one last opportunity to tie, and just the feel of how that game was closed out, the Game 7 last year, compared to this Game 6, where, like I said, after the Panthers went up 2-0, and especially once they built on the lead, the back half of the third period, I mean, it was a foregone conclusion at that point, and it was pretty much, start the celebration at that point in time. It was the two different fields. Now, the only thing we haven't experienced now, we've seen the Panthers win a nail-biter. We've seen the Panthers win a blowout deciding game. The only thing we haven't seen is to clinch the cup in overtime, so maybe that's what they'll do next year.
Make it exciting. Doug Plagans is with us. Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe, and it was very close between him and Brad Marchand. But when we talked to you at the arena on Tuesday, Goldie did too, by the way, you guys both said, don't forget about Sergei Bobrovsky and what he's meant to this team. And even though he's become an afterthought in the Conn Smythe, like, it's almost doing a disservice. Yesterday, we're talking, me, Crowder, Solana, we made our lists of what were the keys to winning back-to-back cups. For me, Sergei Bobrovsky is the absolute key to winning two Stanley Cups in a row. Can you say enough about that guy?
You can't, and we got to mention it first. Like we said, as far as the Conn Smythe goes, you go Bennett, you go Marchand, you go Bobrovsky, there wasn't going to be a wrong answer. All three of those guys were hugely instrumental, and you wouldn't have gotten a complaint from anybody or an argument from anybody if it was any of those three names. Sam Bennett, well-deserved, 15 goals. It was a historic playoff for him, especially the damage he did on the road and what a part of the team DNA overall that he is. So well-deserved in the Conn Smythe. But in mentioning Sergei Bobrovsky, best goals against average in a playoff run that he's ever had in his future Hall of Fame career. He was, I think, 1/100th of a percentage point off of his best save percentage in a single playoff run. I think he was at a 915 back in the 23 playoffs, the run that fell short against Vegas, and he carried a 914 through this one. So he was the constant for the Panthers on these last couple of runs. And you saw, especially look at the conference final, look at the Stanley Cup final, the Panthers had the constant in net. Sergei Bobrovsky was the guy. He was playing great. They knew that they were getting every night. He was giving them a chance to win every night. Conference final, Carolina, was it going to be Freddie Anderson? Were they going to go to Kochetkov? Were they going to go back to Freddie Anderson? There were questions. Cup final, was it going to be Stuart Skinner? Was it going to be Calvin Pickard? Were they going to go back to Stuart Skinner like they ultimately did? They had questions. You see what a mental advantage I think it gives a team when you know who it's going to be and you know what you're going to get out of that guy and you know that your goalie is going to out-duel the guy at the other end. And that was the way it was going as this playoffs went along. It was a complete team. It was a complete team effort. If there was one thing that maybe hurt Sergei Bobrovsky's cause, because I'm sitting there through the playoffs thinking, okay, not enough people are talking about Sergei Bobrovsky for the Conn Smythe. I just heard the stat recently. The Panthers, I think, in the playoffs, I think they scored five or more goals 13 times. So Sergei Bobrovsky was getting a lot of run support, if you will, offensively. And it's a Panthers team that's known for its defense. They're known for locking teams down, for just stifling teams. But they were also scoring a ton of goals in these playoffs. So maybe if there was one thing that hurt Sergei Bobrovsky's Conn Smythe chances, it was the fact that the Panthers were scoring so many goals on this run. But you could have gone any direction with the Conn Smythe, and there wouldn't have been an argument from anybody.
Plagans, I think this is already taking place to a certain effect or a certain degree. But perhaps, you know, now moving forward, it's going to be talked about more around the NHL. You know, I think back to when the Miami Heat were dominant with the Big Three era. Teams around the NBA, whether it was the Spurs or the Indiana Pacers, they wanted to build teams to really exploit the Heat's small weaknesses when they had LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. So they had these big lineups. And you know, you see that around the different sports leagues. Teams build now to a certain standard, to a certain style, to try
boy,
to take
Suarez
out.
Suarez is down, man. Your boy Suarez is
he's good. He's good,
Hawk. He has not gotten off the turf in like they. I don't know what they do when the opposing team kicks the ball out of bounds to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Fair play. They give it back. He's all right. He's good. But Doug, basically, is that happening now? Where you're looking around the league and GMs are going, yeah, we gotta either build a team like the Panthers or we gotta build a team that can stop the Panthers because they are like you and everybody's saying. They're the standard of the NHL, bar none. It's not even a question anymore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They are right now, and you're going to get that in every sports league. I think when a team has any kind of sustained success, you always hear the phrase, oh, it's a copycat league. You always hear that in every league, and teams are either going to try to, as you said, come up with answers or try to build something that looks just like what you've got. And to that, I think the challenges the Panthers present are the fact that, number one, they can play any kind of game you want to play. They can, if you want to try and outscore them, good luck. We just saw what they did during this playoff run. They had their way with four teams. One of them, Tampa Bay, has a future Hall of Fame goaltender. One of them, Carolina, is known as a lockdown team that gives offenses fits. Edmonton is a team that's gotten better year over year defensively, and we always hear about that. But the Panthers were able to have their way offensively with all these teams. As far as the experience factor, you only get that by winning. You go out and find players with that kind of pedigree. Well, the Panthers have all that experience built in. They've got a great goaltender. And the other thing is, you look at this roster, and so many of these players are locked in and either in or just entering their prime years. So this team's going to be a contender for a long time to come. I think there are going to be a lot of teams looking for answers and looking for ways to combat what the Panthers have moving forward. But it's a tough roster to match up with. And the other thing, there are a couple of X factors with this team. And I think you saw it on display the way that the Stanley Cup was handed out after the commissioner handed it to Alexander Barkov, the captain, as they always do, which, by the way, the NHL does that better than any league. And, they hand it right to the captain. And it went from Barkov, and then it went down the line to Nate Schmidt, to Seth Jones, to all the players that hadn't won the Stanley Cup before. And that was a perfect illustration of just how tight-knit this group is. You hear people throw that phrase out all the time, but with these guys, it's not just people saying the right things. This team is a group of guys that really does care about each other. Everybody in that dressing room is valued. It all starts with number 16, the best lead-by-example captain that there is in the National Hockey League, and that's the thing with this team, whether it's Barkov, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, you go right down the line, you've got star players. But none of these star players are above any task that needs to be done. You look at Barkov, and it's almost like you have a superstar with a fourth-line type of mentality in that you ask Alexander Barkov to do anything for the betterment of the team, and he's going to do it. And when your captain, your player with all-world skill is doing that, it's so easy for everybody else to fall in line. So not only do you have to try to construct a roster with all the different skill sets that can keep up with what the Panthers have, but you need to have a leadership group in a locker room like the one that the Panthers have, and that's really tough to duplicate.
Plagans, you got any plans for the off season? I'm sure you'll be at the parade Sunday, and then what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to start with the parade here, and we've got a busy off season. I have a wedding at the end of the summer, so we have that. We have lots of
traveling anywhere.
Fit some trips in. My dad and I are going to make a trip up to Chicago for the big card show. So we're going to do that. We've got. I'll get up to see my folks at some point in North Carolina. It's just, when the season, and it's a great problem to have because there are, people across all the sports that would love to be in this situation. But when the season runs or the playoffs run long like this, your summer gets condensed. You have to fit a lot of things in a short period of time. You can't really plan anything until the final horn sounds. And in this case, the Stanley Cup is hoisted, and then you put it all together from there. But we'll find a way to make the best use of the little bit of downtime that we have, because as we said, we'll be right back on the circuit here before you know it. Oddly enough, this year, the offseason is a week longer than it was last year. The Panthers Game 7 wasn't until June 24th last year. They wrapped it up on June 17th this year. So an extra week of offseason time. But you're looking at preseason games and training camp and all those things about 3 months away. So it's going to be another quick turnaround for this Panthers team.
Are you telling me Inter Miami is not leading anymore, Solana?
I have 2-1 here, okay. Inter Miami.
Right. I just wanted to make sure, because I thought I saw you starting to celebrate, and then I saw two texts come in from Whittingham, and I'm like, how far back is my stream going? But it's still 2-1 Inter Miami, because I didn't look at Whittingham's text, and I thought I was reading it on your face that Inter Miami had given up the lead.
2-1.
All right. 2-1. 87th minute, is that what you see it in?
Yes, 87.
All right. Okay, so I'm not that far behind. Okay. Doug Plagans, if you want to see him, you can see him at Pantherland in the next couple of minutes. I mean, he's making an appearance at Pantherland.
In about 3 minutes, yes. Anybody wants
if
to
anybody
say
walks
hello,
up to you, will you allow them to use your employee discount?
I don't know if that's transferable or not. I try to be very by the book. I don't know how that works.
Are you a jersey guy, Doug? I don't think I've ever seen you in a hockey jersey.
Yeah, do you wear a jersey?
A sweater, excuse me.
I'm not much of a – the only – I'm trying to think. I'm not much of a jersey guy anymore. I have some classics, man. I tell you what, like old school. I've got some good ones that are still stored away in the event that I ever wanted to bust them out for, I don't know, a situation that would call for it. You know, I'm from Detroit. Somewhere I've got my my old Dre Bly Lions jersey still in storage. So if the Lions do make the Super Bowl, I'll be the guy wearing his Dre Bly jersey to support the team. Out
you don't
about.
Have an Oz Hakeem?
I think they did make them for a short period of time, but no, my Oz Hakeem stories start and end with White Castle.
When is the card show up in Chicago? Because I'm going to Chicago for a week.
That is at the very end of July, very beginning of August. There's a weekend in there. It's like July 30th, 31st, August 1st, like right in that window.
Gotcha. Yeah, a little later than when I'll be there. Doug Plagans, he is your radio voice for your two-time Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. What a great season of calls you had. We have played many of the calls from Tuesday night, and we applaud you. You are one of the best, if not the best, in the business at what you do, and we appreciate all the time that you give us during the season.
Well, it's no problem. I appreciate the kind words. It means more than you will ever know to hear that, and to have the support of you guys and to be able to see you guys throughout the season, to join you guys on the show. I mean it. It's one of the best parts of what we do is to be able to jump on and not only represent the team, but have fun conversations with you guys about whether it be the Panthers or about Mount Rushmores of all different sorts or whatever it might be, or the fact that
you like ham.
Do I like ham?
Yeah.
Do you have another segment? We can do a whole thing about my thoughts on ham.
Unfortunately, I don't. I don't like ham, though. I've never had it, and this boggles Solana's and Crowder's minds.
So I like I like ham. I think it's a great breakfast meat. If I'm going to have ham as far as, you know, a lunch or a dinner option, it's got to be an accompanying meat. It needs to be the Pippin to the Jordan, like on a club sandwich. It needs to be accompanied by turkey and bacon, or in the case of the press room the other day, cordon bleu. It's a complimentary part. I'm not a big just ham sandwich guy. I need ham to be a complimentary piece. It can't be... Ham can be the supporting cast. Ham's not going to bring me out to the box office. Let's just put it that way. That being said, I do like ham, but I also think ham can be a centerpiece at breakfast. That said, eggs, ham, maybe they share breakfast supremacy. I don't know if ham's necessarily driving that bus, but this is probably way more than anybody out
there. No, that was fantastic.
About ham.
That was fantastic. So if you go to Christmas dinner, and they've got the big spiral ham and a turkey, you're not, you know, slicing off a big piece from the big honking spiral ham.
Put it that I will dig into it for one reason only. I probably haven't had it in a year, the big spiral sliced ham. And that, if you get it when it's new, when it's fresh out of the wrapping or whatever they transport that thing in, when they bring the ham out and it's got the sweet glaze is still a little bit like crispy on the outside or fresh. And it's like, that's when it's good. If it's been sitting out for a while, no thanks. It's not going to be the centerpiece of my meal. I'm not going to get excited about a meal that's based on ham. If I'm looking at a meal that's just based on ham, I feel like I'm looking at a meddling team in sports that is still a superstar or two away from really being a contender.
Fantastic. I mean, that was as thorough and well thought out as any answer, not just on the ham topic, as any answer ever given on this radio show in over a decade. So God bless you, Doug.
Anytime you want the true breakdown of food and where different foods complement each other, I'm here for you. And that's why I love coming on this show.
And that's why I love you coming on this show. Ham is Kukoc, but you need a Jordan and a Pippin. I love it. Thank you, Plagans.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you later. And looking forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Yes, sir. God bless us all. We got to take a break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.